Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. April is about to go from mild to wild in typical April fashion. We're focused on a storm developing just east of Virginia this morning. It will strengthen and head north, intensifying into a full-fledged nor'easter spinning over Cape Cod tomorrow into tomorrow night. There's also a storm system over the Great Lakes supplying energy to the storm system. That storm will keep things unsettled with lighter amounts of precipitation in the north. But the showers this morning through much of New York and southern Vermont into the Berkshires will become a steadier rain, slowly spreading east, not reaching parts of eastern New Hampshire and northeast Vermont into the eastern townships until late. At that point, the strengthening storm to our south causes the rain to become heavier, and as the storm pulls more air into its circulation and falling pressures add to the cooling of the atmosphere, the rain changes to snow, starting over the mountains but working into the middle and lower elevations by Friday morning with a few to several inches of accumulation, the greatest amounts over the higher terrain. The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings for the central and southern Green Mountains, the Berkshires, and east into most of New Hampshire. There are winter weather advisories in east central Vermont, as well as far northern New Hampshire. Elevations above 1,500 feet may see 6 inches or more across central and southern areas, and over a foot above 2,000 feet across the southern Green Mountains, parts of southwest New Hampshire, and into the Berkshires. Snow will change back to some rain tomorrow as the daylight hours allow those temperatures to warm up just a little bit and the storm begins to start drifting eastward, and that means the precipitation will lighten up, also allowing that precipitation changing back to rain. That rain and wet snow will continue, though, into Friday night, gradually tapering off, leaving a few chilly snow or rain showers in eastern areas Saturday morning, and then maybe there'll be some partial clearing by Saturday night west of the Green Mountains. It will stay fairly unsettled through the weekend. In fact, Sunday, still a lot of cloudiness, and a storm system, although it'll be moving out, will be replaced by another weak system approaching from the west. There may even be a stray shower on Sunday. There'll also be a few spotty showers coming along for Sunday night into Monday. Nothing very heavy. Temperatures will slowly warm through the weekend. Keeping those things in mind, a look at the forecast details. Winter storm warnings from the central Green Mountains, south through the Berkshires, and east through most of New Hampshire tonight through Friday, and a winter weather advisory for the southern Adirondacks, east central Vermont, and far northern New Hampshire. Any early sun northeast this morning giving way to clouds, periods of rain increasing through New York, western and southern Vermont and Massachusetts, reaching northeast Vermont and eastern New Hampshire mid to late afternoon. Highs mid and upper 40s across parts of southern New Hampshire, otherwise upper 40s to mid 50s, warmest northeast. Tonight, look for the rain to change to snow. Accumulations 1 to 2 inches in the valleys, 2 to 6 inches over the higher terrain south, lows in the low to mid 30s, and tomorrow, snow mixing or changing back to rain, an additional 1 to 2 inches in the valleys, again primarily south, and 3 to as much as 8 inches over the higher terrain. Chilly and raw, highs in the 30s, except low to mid 40s in the St. Lawrence Valley. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.